Talk to him.
We're just two unapologetically black women with an opinion who talk back.
Hey, everybody. Welcome to a new episode of We Talk Back. It's AJ.
And it's me, Tamban.
Tamban.
I say it's me, Tamban. It's me, Tambam. I love you.
And what I be saying?
Girl, you don't love them fucking people. You don't know them fucking people. Do y'all get tired of us giggling? We just happy bitches, man. We just be laughing.
I know, man, because bitch, if you ain't laughing, you crying.
Oh, right. Or walking around with the resting bitch face.
Right. Some of y'all just be ugly and sad for no reason.
Smile.
Happiness is a choice.
Smile, ho.
Smile, bitch.
How was your weekend, child?
Uneventful. This was an uneventful weekend. I think I stayed in the house most of the time, and then I went out to State 48 with my sister and my sister's best friend, and I had to pay for my own food. I hate when that happens.
You know, bitches be trying to split that bill to a teacher. Wait a minute. I had that. God damn, bitch. No. It's just to, like, drink. Relax.
No, I tricked off on my sister and her best friend a little bit. Just a little bit. I didn't pay for everything, but I did a little something. I did put a little dent in the tab because I never do that.
Girl, I haven't been to Steak 48 yet. I got a reservation. That shit October. No, it's October. Sometime. I don't know who I'm going with, but I made the reservation. And you know, they asked for a card.
Mm-hmm. Yep. So you don't be on no bullshit. Mm-hmm.
Sorry.
It's really good though. What about you?
Per usual, I ain't do shit.
Like, are you going to tell everybody about your cross country trip?
Yeah, I did. I flew to Oregon and then drove all the way back from Oregon to South Carolina.
Dog. That shit crazy. You see what been happening, bitches going across the country with a nigga.
Girl, let me tell you. Listen, so why this nigga was offended when I said that? Because I
would have been offended too. Look, you implying that I'm going to kill you, bitch?
Look, I didn't mention it until I got back home, though. But listen, while we were out there, mind you, we coming through Wyoming at the time. And I think it was either Wyoming or Utah that... what's the girl's name? You know, it's the white woman who just got murdered. They found her body in Wyoming, I think it was.
I'm not sure, but rest in peace to her.
Yeah, but they stopped her and her boyfriend because somebody reported them for having some type of, somebody reported a DV, a domestic violence situation. Police came. They're both on camera, on a police cam, going back and forth, but... apparently, somebody reported that he had hit her. So now I'm reading this shit. I'm following the story as she's missing now because he's been home for 10 days and her parent, he went home without her. So now they just found her body. But yeah, I mentioned this shit to him and he was like, you know what? That's fucking ludicrous. I'm like, you just don't
right.
ever
you
know.
You never can be too careful. She's trusted that nigga too.
Exactly.
She was with.
Because men, like, he probably never killed anybody in his life. He probably never did that. Like, that could be a one-off situation, but something in him made him do that to her, right?
Right.
That could happen.
You're not a killer until you kill somebody.
Exactly. Right? I know women who've been killed by men. You know what he said? Well, I know men. I know a girl who stabbed her boyfriend in his sleep. Like, yeah, women do that, but I know multiple women who have been killed or just shot up a lot, and now they might be walking around here crippled from a man.
When my grandma passed away at the funeral, one of her cousins, the old-ass ones, one of her cousins that was around when she was young, told me that she was dealing with this nigga and bought him a zoot suit, and he was out there showing out, and she cut him out that suit.
What the hell is a zoot suit?
Like that, it's like an old timey suit. Like, do you remember Malcolm X when him and Spike Lee was walking across the street and they was waving their hand across their body?
Yeah, yeah.
And they was walking cool. That type of suit that he had on. Instead, my grandma cut his ass right out of that suit.
give me that shit back, nigga. You out here entertaining bitches in my fucking suit. Give me that.
Your granny was a killer, Chad. But yeah, I wasn't trying to offend him, but it's in the back of your mind. Mind you, we flew to Oregon, so it's not like I could travel with a pistol or a knife or something like that. And like each store we stopped at, I'm like, yeah, they got knives in there. Like, bitch, I wanted to buy a knife. Not for him per se, but like because we were traveling through all these little hick towns and shit like that, man. But yeah, that we were coming through Utah, Wyoming, all that. And now this fucking bitch is missing. I'm like, man. And they went on a road trip. So in the back of my mind, like that could happen to me. I'm sorry that women be real live prey for some men. I'm sorry. And not to say he's some type of predator, because he's not. But shit happens. And I just want to live to tell a story. I'm sorry. Mm-hmm. The fuck?
Same.
So yeah.
But there's no nigga on the planet right now that I would fly to Oregon with and then ride in a car all the way back to the East Coast with his ass. There's nobody I like that much.
Girl, it took us the whole fucking week too, girl. My feet were swollen in the truck, looking like
I bet
Professor Clump or Rasputia.
Right.
My shit was big as hell from just sitting.
Everybody know Rasputia fine. Everybody know Rasputia fine. Girl, fuck out of here. I can see me now ready to eject my own motherfucking self from the car. Like, so. Mm-mm.
Yeah, it was rough. All right, so before we get into what we want to actually talk about this week, I want to talk about bullshit on the internet.
Oh, yeah, because there was some bullshit I seen this week.
We want to talk about our homegirl, literally, mm-hmm. from South Carolina. Yes, girl. Congratulations.
Yeah, let's start
on your engagement.
Congratulations to them.
No, the positive. You know, Black people always got to give a positive and two negatives.
You got to do a compliment sandwich. So let's start with a compliment. Let's get to the bullshit and end with a compliment.
Okay. Rainey, you're so pretty.
Congratulations, girl.
Yes.
Congratulations. But.
We're happy for you.
But. How did that nigga propose from jail? Like, I just want to see, did somebody else come and put the ring on her finger? And was he on Zoom or something, on FaceTime?
Nigga probably got an iPhone in there.
Mm-hmm.
Snitching.
That's not ideal for a proposal. I just wonder why he did it then. Is he trying to make sure she can't testify against him or something?
He's already been sentenced. Oh? I believe, didn't he go to jail for like violation of parole, probation, something like that? So they just got him for the rest of the time on whatever other charge he had?
Oh, I don't know. I just, why I couldn't so wait? Why couldn't it wait till he got out? I would have said
exactly.
No.
I would definitely would have said no. But them jailhouse talks, girl, be so sweet.
Mm-hmm. That's when another
telling you ass everything.
A nigga really love you when he in jail or he broke. That's the two times.
Yep.
Or so, he wants some pussy.
So apparently she says she's went from girlfriend to fiance. I hear that.
I'm not mad at that. But
for her 30th birthday.
Yeah, then you did it on my birthday. I don't like that because if we break up now, my birthday is a reminder of your ass.
Yep. Anniversary for an engagement anniversary is her birthday. I don't know that. I definitely would have told that nigga no.
Me too.
You're a young girl, young woman. Sorry.
Young, she's beautiful young woman.
She's not a young girl. Mm-hmm. She's a young woman.
Mm-hmm.
He's in prison. I just, what happened to the basketball player she was talking to?
He wasn't shit either, I don't think. But here's the thing.
He ain't going to prison on some bullshit.
Yeah, we don't know. These niggas be dropping like flies out here. I don't know if it's a really love thing or is it a control thing. You know, that's how I would feel, like you're trying to control me from the inside.
Yes, because she out here popping.
Right. And you trying to control me. Because if you was free, would you be putting that ring on me today?
Exactly.
Hell no. I need more time. Yeah, I bet you do, motherfucker. I bet you need time.
It'll be some bullshit like that.
Right.
Yep.
I just think it might be like he do love her, but it's also a matter of control.
Yeah, jailhouse talk.
Mm-hmm.
Like he may very well feel like he wants to marry her from prison.
Right.
She's probably sending him. Well, he probably don't need her to send money, but just time. You know what I'm saying? Talking, whatever. He may very well, because now,
I'm pretty sure she's the constant while he's in prison.
Right.
He very well may feel like he wants to marry this woman.
Right.
But will you feel like that when you come home? Because I have been there. I'm not going to say I ever waited for a man to come home from jail, but I have had a man come home from prison and have a bitch pregnant within, I don't know, 6 months, a new woman, like somebody you didn't even know. Just you just met this bitch at the car wash.
I already told y'all how a nigga did me coming home from jail. I already told y'all what happened.
Like,
I don't even want to relive that shit.
Girl, I just can't play with people right now. Mm-mm. The fuck?
Yeah.
Let him come home and then ask him, really see if he's really wanting to marry you
that,
for real.
That would have been my response. Baby, I love you so much. I do. And I do want to be your bride. I can see a future with you. I can see forever with you. But can we please wait and have a proper proposal when you get home? I'm not going nowhere. I'm going to be right here. Okay, baby?
Oh, that sounds so nice.
Yeah, that's how I would have said it.
Why you still got a holiday for the holidays?
She can still have a holiday with that ring right on her finger. He's not changing nothing. He's not stopping nothing. That's why.
So he got sentenced to 5 years, right? So we know he probably won't do a whole 5 years. But how much time is he
might
do
like three and a half?
Yeah, like you really about to wait
till you 34? About to be 34?
Well, she already got kids. See, that was my thing.
Right.
I'm not about to wait for a man to come home from prison when I don't have kids out here and you got a whole baby.
Yeah.
Yeah. So she already has kids, so she don't have to worry about that.
Mm-hmm.
But you really like put yourself in prison when these guys go to jail.
Yeah. You do. You doing the time with their ass, for real.
Yeah, like literally. Well, not literally.
I mean, unless you don't.
Right.
I winked.
And look. You better than me.
When bitches say that, I don't take that as a compliment.
It's not in the Black community. It is not a compliment. It's very disrespectful.
You better than me and bless your heart. Uh-uh, bitch.
Well, again, let's end with the positive.
You know, but you know what? We love to see Black love, and we're mm-hmm. rooting for you guys to last throughout this hardship of him being in jail and show us something different so we can believe in love and lockup or some shit. That was my beautiful moment. That was my compliment, man. Sandwich.
If he ain't leaving you $2 million like Gucci to flip while he gone, what the fuck? Like,
he might have shit. We don't know.
Look, Gucci done set the standard for jail bays.
Right. That ring should have came with $2 million.
Exactly, because I've seen multiple celebrities with that same ring. That's probably from what that dude?
Zales? Sight. I'm joking. These are just jokes.
Was it Marcelo? I think it's Marcelo from New York.
Oh, yeah.
It might be one of them same old rings. Now, I know them rings don't cost that damn much. Probably a little $5,000, $6,000.
It better be more than no $6,000 ring.
Let me not count up her ring. It's a nice ring.
It is a beautiful ring. I just want my own ring. Let me stop worried about a bitch and her ring and her nigga in jail. I can't get a nigga outside or in jail right now. So let me shut the fuck up.
Look, you want a jail, babe? You definitely can get you a nigga.
Oh,
in
yeah,
jail.
I can. You know, these are jokes, girl. These are jokes.
You know, because I look, I'm okay with a little white collar. This is a little white collar crime, a little mortgage fraud. Like, yeah.
Again, law enforcement.
I ain't fucking with no PPP scammers, though.
No.
Okay.
They going to jail. They locking niggas up for $4,500. $4,500? God damn, I got to do how many? Doing 180 days right now for $4,500.
All because, okay, you let somebody structure a fake-ass business for you. You got to still, like, keep up whatever documentation you got to send these people. You can't just do that and think you're going to be okay.
Right.
But, listen, shout out to Rennie Rucci.
Yeah, we love you,
congratulations on your engagement. Yeah. Come on the show.
Yeah, we fuck
so we can talk some more about this engagement.
Yes, we want to talk. What else happened? Oh, Cardi B looking fly as hell all over Paris, child.
You know what? Cardi B to me is one of the best dressed in the industry.
Who is her stylist? You think she put them looks together herself?
I don't know. It looks like, I just feel like she go with whatever. I'm pretty sure she has say so. She's not about to just be wearing any fucking thing. But Cardi B be fly as hell on any given Sunday. Any important event, court,
everything.
Any runway, any red carpet event, any like fashion week, New York Fashion Week, Paris Fashion Week. Honey is fly.
She is. She had on that big ass hat that looked like a goddamn.
I love that hat.
Upside down walk. Girl, I wanted to make me some damn beef and broccoli fucking with Cardi B. Bitch look good.
You're so stupid. And like, meanwhile, Offset just I don't know.
He just there, child. He just there with Cardi. He had on like some little plastic bag outfit. I was like, okay, Offset.
Hey, Offset is Cardi B Birkin.
It's harder for guys, though. I feel like when it comes to fashion and because, I mean, some of those things were like, you know, it's supposed to be art. You know, it's not necessarily just supposed to be about clothes. And when it comes to men, when they're trying to be artistic with their look, it sometimes it don't play as well as with women.
Yeah. I just love to see them together, though.
Yeah, me too.
You know what I'm saying? They done had a second baby now together. Mm-hmm. This would be his fifth child, I think.
Oh, no.
Cardi B's second child. Like, I love that they worked it out. Mm-hmm. We'll see how long. But
forever.
Right now,
it's going to last forever.
Yeah. They good. And I love to see them together. I love it. Because you know what I'm saying? It takes a while for men to tighten up, man. And when you realize who the fuck you got.
Right.
And, you know, when she threatened that damn divorce, he got his shit together right quick.
Right.
That's unfortunately, sometimes you got to leave for motherfuckers to recognize your value.
Right. But my thing is,
unfortunately.
Like, being, especially, I don't know how it is for a man because I'm not one, but as a woman, I just can't imagine. How old are they? Are they even in 30 yet?
No, Cardi should be like 27. I think Offset might be 30.
Being with one bitch forever and you ain't even 30 yet? God damn, that shit sounds crazy as hell.
But how many damn women, how many kids you want to have?
Them is unrealistic goals for me.
Okay, so Offset is 29.
Yeah, they're not even 30 yet. And then
yeah,
you picking your forever person before 30 is just like outrageous to me in 2021.
Cardi B is 28.
Yeah, that's very young.
She about to be 29. Her birthday on the 11th, actually.
I'm 30 plus. I ain't telling y'all how much. Fuck y'all. But I'm 30 plus. And I still don't even think these. I can like... I don't even...
So what's the age then? We talking 40s for you to find your forever person?
65.
You waiting for menopause to kick in and then the man you get with gonna want a younger woman.
I'm just gonna get a younger nigga. I'm gonna pay for it like these niggas do.
Might as well.
I'm gonna get you a Xbox 25, baby. Just come on the big mama house. She got a pussy platter for you. My nigga gonna be like, boy, I love my old bitch. My old bitch take care of me.
Just bring that strong back.
Oh, goodness.
I don't never want a young nigga, man.
No?
No, I don't got no time to be packing bag lunches and picking up and dropping dick off. I just don't have the energy.
By that time, I'm gonna be retired.
Posse in there.
I'm retired. What else I got to do but drop off dick and pick it back up? I ain't got nothing else to do.
He gonna be fucking hoes. Hoes gonna be calling you like, who is this? Could you imagine if a young bitch call you old?
If I'm 65, I'm be like, okay, so? And you better call me Miss Tammy, okay? Bitch, stop playing with me. That trip you went on? Who you think paid for that trip, bitch? You better relax. That's our nigga.
Miss Tammy. Yo. That's funny as fuck, shit. Man. Could you imagine, though? Like, that's funny as hell.
I'm preparing for it, child.
I want my own nigga by 65. My own fine ass salt and pepper grade hair, dick still work. Yeah, I just gotta get me a vegan nigga.
I'ma talk to you like that movie Taken. Good luck. Good luck, bitch. because oh my goodness,
damn, that's not reality.
I don't know, friend. I know a whole bunch of, my mama got a whole bunch of old bitch friends, and they just old bitches by themselves.
They probably don't even give a fuck no more. Like,
they don't.
Once you get to a certain age, it's like,
they don't care no more.
Ooh, girl, that time has passed. That's how they be acting.
Mm-hmm, I be scared. That's like watching a horror movie when they be sitting in the house. Just old bitches don't want they pussy lick no more. I be like,
Now, wait.
I'm scared.
We gonna be like that old bitch on that meme on Instagram.
Yes, that's who I'm gonna be
talk
like.
Talk about that bow-legged nigga at the church.
Right. Yes, that's what I want. Me. That's what I want. That energy.
No, I don't want to be that old, still on some whole shit, talking like a hoe. No, man. I don't want to. I'm not putting that in the universe.
Never.
I need me a grown-ass man. Yes.
Never lose your hoe. Never lose your,
a little bit.
Your inner hoe, yeah. It don't have to be like a whore. Just still have that vibe. What is that word? Vivacity? Is that a word?
Yeah, vivacity is a word.
Vivacity for life. For someone, if someone says you're full of vivacity, that means you have a high spirit and are full of life. Yeah. See, I was right, bitch.
All right. Hey, look, we need to do new word for the week. But I got a problem with this word. Because the definition says vivacity, especially in a woman. The quality of being attractively lively and animated. He was struck by her vivacity, humor and charm. Why is that? Why would that be specific to women?
Because they turned into them old bitches on the couch. Talk about they don't want no dick no more. That's why.
My, you know, that's so weird.
My mama gonna be mad at me about that shit right there. I'm sorry.
No, she not. They don't know her. She all right.
These are jokes, mama. I love y'all.
Look, I was just talking about that this morning on the way back from Atlanta with my Uber driver. This nigga was saying he's 56 mm-hmm. and his girlfriend is 45. And he was like, he was married before. Like, it just works out better this way. And, you know, my dad is 70 and his wife is 45, possibly. Like, she's around the age of my two older sisters. I'm the youngest. And I understand why older men want younger women, but I don't know why women want old ass men though.
With
like old ass men,
they got daddy issues. They got daddy. They want a father figure, and he want a bitch with vivacity for life.
I just don't want some old ass body on me. And you know, old men.
You talking about right now?
Old,
or just when you get older?
Just, yeah, like right now, when men get old, you know, they get that gray line around their pupil. That's how you know a nigga old. I had a nigga with that gray line around his pupil trying to tell me he was 45 once. Nigga, your eyes tell me you 76.
Right.
Looking like you about to form a cataract.
Mm-hmm.
Talking about you 45.
Your eyes turning gray. You old.
Lord, all right, y'all.
No, I had a friend once. Me and her don't fuck with each other no more, but she was dealing with this old man. I'm talking about he was in his 70s and she wasn't even 30 yet. But he was paid. He was super rich and she was just trying to get some money from him because she needed help with her bills or whatever. She was struggling and she met him and he was like, I'll take care of you. And he was like paying everything, but she hadn't had sex with him yet. And she couldn't do it. She ended up letting him go because she just couldn't do it.
Oh, that body. Oh, I used to be, man, I had this old ass dude. Man, he used to drive a fucking Porsche. Nigga just riding around. They had no kids.
Mm-hmm.
Was married, once divorced. Playing games like a damn 25-year-old.
Mm-hmm.
And he all of 60 years old riding around.
He be like,
town.
Yeah, you know what time it is, Ashley.
I just couldn't. I couldn't
if
do it.
If you ain't got, like, I'm in a bind, Nate. Jada gave Nate that ass and then tore up the $10,000 check. That was the dumbest shit I ever seen in my life.
She was tripping. Who wrote that? Who wrote that shit?
Who wrote that
fucking movie?
At least keep the money. You already gave up the box. Upgrade that apartment.
I could never. Ugh. Like, my limit is 50 something. at this age.
Mm-hmm.
In my 30s, my limit is like maybe 50.
I like my, you know, I always be talking to niggas younger than me. All of them be younger. I don't know what it is. I'm trans age.
Can I say that? Yeah, bitch, why not?
All right, girl. I like young dick. Ashley like old dick, 55.
I don't like old dick. I like hybrid dick.
Let's pay some bills real quick. We'll be back.
This is for women and men, I guess. Y'all only have a little bit of time to find y'all somebody before it's officially cuffing season. So if you out here...
It's tryouts right now.
Yeah, exactly. So it's tryouts. And by Halloween, look, y'all need to be in a relationship by Halloween.
No, here's the schedule. I found it online. All right, so it's cuffing season schedule. October 1st to 31st, you got your tryouts for cuffing. Then the preseason is November 1st through November 30th. Cuffing season starts December 1st to January 15th. That's cuffing season. The playoffs is January 16th through February 13th. And the championship game, bitch, February 14th, Valentine's Day. That's a championship game.
Look, so bottom line, you need to have your nigga by Halloween.
Right. So, or your bitch, whichever one you choose.
Right. Y'all need to be cuffed up by Halloween, or you going to be out here cold by yourself. Sleeping alone.
Like a little goo.
Being the queen that you are in that king size bed by your fucking self.
Don't trade places with me, Miss Silly. I sit up in that jail. I'll never be cuffed. Like the last 6 years, I don't be cuffed during cuffing season. But it's me. I know it's me.
Yeah, I was about to say, because I'm pretty sure you be having the opportunity to be cuffed. But if you choose not to be cuffed, ladies, you won't be cuffed.
I'm scared. Please tune into last week's episode so you can know why I'll never be cuffed. I'm a commitment phobe. You mean he gonna be over here all the time? Scary.
You got nothing else to do? Like, you really like me that much? Like, please go home.
You're gonna hurt me. That's what I fear.
You get them text messages. What you doing?
Nothing.
Like, actually, I am about to go to space, and then I'm gonna stop by Whole Foods after that. Like, you can start creating all type of shit so a nigga can't come through.
I like to blame shit on my therapist. My therapist told me that I can't have no company.
What?
That I say my therapist told me all
like,
kind of
did
shit.
You tell your like therapist said, you be lying on her like that?
No, but she gonna know after this episode. My therapist said I need to create healthy boundaries and I should not let no niggas over my house no more. So you can't come over.
Yeah.
But she said we could go to Steak 48. She said we could go there. Make a reservation.
So wait. Your therapist said you go hang out with niggas. They just can't come to your house.
Mm-hmm. She said it ain't safe.
So like,
she ain't say none of that shit. I just making it up right now as we talk.
So y'all, what are y'all doing to prepare for cuffing season? Do y'all have a roster? Do y'all have some men in mind? Who's going to make
women.
The team? Yeah, men and women. Both. I'm talking to both men and women. But, you know, our target market mm-hmm. is usually our homegirls who listen.
I'm going to be cuffed this year. I have decided that I'm going to let someone like me till it gets hot outside. I'm going to let someone really in my space for real this year. I'm going to take lumberjack pajama pictures on Christmas Eve with a nigga this year. He going to be my holla bae. For the holiday.
Like, so everybody, y'all better get y'all a holiday. So, you know, I was like, damn, it gotta be like some type of correlation between like winter, science, cuffing season. Like, it has to be a thing, right? Why is cuffing season even a thing? Y'all, so I read it goes back to like caveman times. Like the people who found somebody to mate with during cuffing season, which is hibernation season, essentially. So if we just think about ourselves as some fucking bears or cavemen, Like, you need mm-hmm. that person to survive through winter. Like, if you're hibernating mm-hmm. by yourself through winter, you're probably going to be in a state of depression. So you need those hugs and cuddles from somebody else right. during those winter months, because it's said that you have lower serotonin levels during the wintertime.
Mm-hmm.
So serotonin so is like the, yeah. So serotonin is like the chemical released in your brain, like that makes you happiest.
That makes you happy.
It's the happy chemical, right? So in the winter, mm-hmm. in the colder months, those levels drop. So if you don't have somebody make you happy during the winter, man, how you make it through the rest of the year?
That's the sound of my vibrator.
Warming up, Chris. Hey, bitch, I was trying to put my vibrator. So thank God for like the chargeable vibrators now. But when them cords mm-hmm. be fucking up, man, it's just.
How do your cord be fucking up?
I don't know what's the hell out my of it. Cord. No, but you don't use the cord, the charger cord. Like the cord okay. must have a short in it. So like, you know mm-hmm. how sometimes like your cell phone, like the port on your cell phone might be fucking up. So you got to wrap the cord around the phone. Like
you be wrapping the cord around the dick. No,
I had that shit like propped up in the bed perfectly. And then I couldn't move because now I'm mm-hmm. waiting for it to charge enough so mm-hmm. I can fucking use it.
So your dick was on the side of the bed charging up like a damn phone with a short.
Ain't nothing more frustrating, boy, when you trying to use that damn vibrator and A, your battery's dead, or your shit ain't charging.
Or what about when you using it and it start to like go slower because the battery dying? I done banged my dick on the side of the bed like boom, boom, boom. Work! Boom, boom, boom.
Bitch, my shit stopped working completely while I was in the middle of it. And it was nothing I could do. Look, I still got that rose shit, but that shit irritates my coochie. I don't like it.
I don't like it either. It's not my favorite. People love that thing, but
no.
I just feel like that thing is gonna make my coochie no good for a human.
Yeah, it irritates it. Like it just makes it feel like, I don't know. I don't like it. Yeah. It feel like somebody's sucking on it, but then it also feels like it's scratching.
It's gonna
it.
Rip. It's gonna pull it off.
Yeah, like it's scratching it a little bit.
You need got yours on the high setting. You need to turn that thing down.
And look,
you gonna look up, and your clitter is gonna be inside that little hole.
Yo, that's what it be feeling like.
My clit.
Now it make you come, but it's like real intense. But at the same time, it hurt. Mm-hmm. I don't like that. Look, I'm about to start practicing. You know how they say men should practice like semen retention?
Mm-hmm.
Like, I want to practice. I don't know. I don't want to say that. Because like, men, they're not practicing abstinence. They be having sex, but they just don't ejaculate.
Come.
Yeah.
Yeah, I know some people like that. They don't want to come. They want to have sex, but they don't want to have sex until they come.
Yeah, I don't know how, as a woman, I'm supposed to do that. But I do want to reach a higher level of consciousness. So maybe I just can't have sex.
Yeah, just put your pussy on ice. Ice season for that pussy.
I really can count how many times this year I had sex in the first place. I'm just saying. But can I go a year without having sex?
Let's try. Start now.
Look, I got a friend. I'm going to bring her on the show too. My friend, she did 365. No sex.
Oh, we should bring, I don't know if she wants us to say her name. You know, the girl who does the waxes, that's our friend.
Oh yeah.
She needs a guy. She ain't had no dick in like 2 or 3 years or something like that. None. I told her the other day when she was doing my wax, I was like, your pussy gonna close up. You better do something with it. It's gonna draw up and close.
Shame.
Shut. Then what you gonna do? They say if you don't use it, you lose it. Your pussy gonna wake up and your pussy gonna be gone.
I don't know if I could do that long, but I really feel like I can do after this year. I really feel like I can go without having sex for a long period of time.
Mm.
But
that's damn. That's crazy.
I better come out a millionaire on the other end of it, bitch. Cause that's some major fucking focus.
I like sex though.
I like sex too, but I don't know. I'm not in a position to, I don't feel like fucking nobody new for real. And yeah. Just trying to get to know somebody else, I don't feel like it. I just don't.
Yeah.
So I'm just stuck in a weird place. And I like sex, but I can go without sex if I don't have somebody to have sex with. I can go without sex.
Yeah, the rose. You fuck the rose.
No, I don't even want to do that. Like, I want to not use the vibrator. So, bitches, don't be getting stuck all winter with these fucking vibrators, man. Your pussy ain't going to be
can do that. What they going to do? What else they going to do?
They can retain their essence. I don't know.
Okay.
Your fucking granny. Your ancestors watching you, bitch. That'll help you.
I don't like that.
They watching you have sex, girl. They watching you playing your pussy. They be watching.
Long as they don't say nothing, we cool.
No, I really feel like they be coming in the room like, oh, and they leave out. They probably like, oh, and then they could just go like, oh, I'll come back later. I don't think they really be sitting there watching.
They probably be like, every time I come here, this bitch touching herself. I can't even have a mental conversation with this hoe. Cause she in here playing with her pussy again. Stop!
Hey, that's probably who killed my vibrator the other night. A hating ass right. ancestor.
Like, all right, enough is enough. and killed your shit.
Shame.
No, I'm joking. I don't be out here like... I know our listeners probably think I'm crazy as hell. Like, I just be out here running niggas away and playing with my vagina all day. But that's not true.
You run niggas away after they play with your vagina.
Go to hell.
Like, don't get it twisted.
That's not true. Mama, if you listen, I don't know what AJ talking about. So, all right. Do you want to be cuffed during cuffing season?
I'm at a point in my life where I don't care to be cuffed right now at all, actually.
Yeah, you just got out of being cuffed for a long time.
And prior to that relationship, I was in a relationship. You know, I had a year in between, but for the most part, man, I've been in fucking relationships. I'm sick of that shit. I'm sorry. I'm sick of being in a relationship. I just want to focus on myself. So maybe that's how I'll spend the winter. And then by 2022, it's fucking on and popping on these niggas. I just want to spend some time with myself. Maybe I'll not play with my coochie as much.
Mm-hmm.
Sorry for...
Because you don't want to come
sorry
no
for
more.
Smacking. No, I like coming. But I feel like I have more energy. If I fuck around and play on my pussy before, like if I plan to go to the gym, if I fuck around and do that before I go to the gym, like I'm not going to the gym. It don't do that to you? It don't take a lot of energy from you? That's what I usually do before I go to sleep.
I don't ever do it in the daytime.
I have though. And I ain't doing nothing else after I do that.
Yeah, because it definitely drains you. You want to go back to sleep? All right, so let me ask you this. Do you use your vibrator and then after you're done, you immediately go wash it and then put it up? Or do you put it up and then wash it again?
I wash it before I use it again.
Yeah, me too. If you get up to wash it right away after you come, you didn't come good.
What? Explain that, bitch. What?
That wasn't a good nut. Because how you got the energy right? to get right up?
Look, I slide that shit right under my pillow.
I put that shit right back in the little bag and come in and throw that in the nightstand.
No, I need my dick by me. I put it underneath the pillow. But the next, I'll take like a alcohol on a paper towel and clean it off. Let it dry.
I'll just go in the bathroom and wash it with some soap. Dry that thing off and get the popping. Hey, boo.
Look, I had a friend say, he told me once that a female friend of his told him he should have like toys and shit like that at his house for women. How would you feel if you go to a man's house? Like, okay, that does tell me like, you know what you want, right? You know what you like. But how would you feel if you go to a dude's house and they just got all these toys and shit ready for you?
No, I don't. I went to hang out with this guy a few years ago and he had fucking ankle and arm cuffs on each side of the bed, on the headboard and the footboard. It was like cuffs on chains hanging from the bed.
This the first time you fuck with him?
No, it wasn't. It was the first time I had fucked with him in like 10 years, though. Like, a long time. He had definitely elevated in his sexual experience, clearly.
So did you let him hang cuff you up, or you got the hell up out of there?
No, he did not put no cuffs on me. We didn't even do it, but I saw it. I saw that shit hanging on the side of the bed. Like, yeah.
Maybe he liked to get handcuffed. You know, some of these niggas like to get choked the fuck out while you fucking them.
I like that. I choked the shit out of you. Shut up, nigga. and get this pussy right now. Psycho.
Like, I like to ride and choke niggas out. So I had told my ex that I don't be riding him because he was like smaller than me. And I just felt like I was so much bigger than him. It just wasn't comfortable for me. But if somebody...
You felt like he was hurting him?
Not hurting him, but just the visuals of it. Like, I just feel so much bigger than you. But when somebody like, not a little bit bigger than me, but maybe just like, just a little bigger. Like I can really, mm-hmm. It's like sports. It's like a fucking mm-hmm. athletic fucking Olympic riding dick for me. And I'm going to choke your ass out while I do it.
I don't like laying on niggas that are smaller than me because they legs hurt. It feel like you laying on a remote. Get your little ass up. You hurt underneath me.
Hey, look, so big niggas only apply for the winter, please.
You ain't gotta be big. Just don't be no remote. You can't do that.
Little skinny ass legs, little sperm. Yeah. Niggas shaped like sperm with them little legs and like a big top.
Big up, yeah. Mm.
So don't skip leg day.
Leg day. Yeah, man. Because they hurt. Feel like a pencil. Just you laying on top of a motherfucking number two.
Damn. So what else we got to say about cuffing season? Just find that nigga by October. By October 31st. If you don't have a man by Halloween, like you really going to be fucked up out here. If you don't have a woman by Halloween, like men act like, for whatever reason nowadays, niggas act like they don't need a bitch.
But listen, they'll cuff you right now and break up with you right before Christmas.
Well, that's the that's the thing. Like, that's really what's like supposed to happen. Like,
no, it's supposed to be after Christmas, not before.
Oh, right. You need your mate or whoever you decide to cuff. Like, you need them through, Valentine's Day, right? So mm-hmm. the objective is to get somebody for Christmas, Thanksgiving, you know, Valentine's Day, and then should you be free for the summer, essentially.
I think I'm, you know what, I figure out what I'm gonna do. I'm gonna have like a little boo, but I'm not gonna cuff him though, and he not gonna cuff me. We're just gonna like do our thing, and then on Christmas I'm gonna take the lumberjack pajama picture with one of my gay niggas, one of my gay friends, and he could be just like my stand-in for the picture.
What if your gay friend has somebody he's cuffing and don't want to do that? What if he doesn't find the time to come take pictures with you?
Because then he canceled, because that's the whole point.
He don't find the time to come take pictures with you because he having fun for cuffing season. You trying to do photo ops. Why don't you just get a nigga for the winter? I'm not interested in getting a nigga for the winter. Do you want a nigga for the winter? Be honest with our listeners, please. Do you want a man?
Define want.
You full of shit. Y'all, listen. You know what? This is what men do when they don't want to take accountability for shit, dog.
I'm scared of these niggas, man.
You ain't scared of these niggas. You scared of yourself.
I'm scared. I said what I said. I'm scared of these niggas. They be hurting my feelings. I don't want my feelings hurt.
But while somebody's hurting your feelings, there's somebody that probably wanted to be with you whose feelings you're hurting. So here's my bottom line for cuffing season. Bitch, you better get with who likes you. That's what y'all need to be doing going forward. Because the nigga you like is Future. Okay? He gonna play with you.
I don't like Future.
He gonna play. I'm talking about Future like niggas, okay?
Oh.
Yeah, like they're gonna be those type of men. You have to get with who likes you for the winter if you want a bae for cuffing season. Mm-hmm. There's somebody who likes you, but while you're chasing the person who ain't give you no time of day, then that person's chasing you. And you curving them for this nigga that's unattainable. Which one are you going to do? Which, that's, you know what I feel, feel?
Marge Simpson grown.
You watch too much TV, man. What the fuck is wrong with you?
That's how I feel. Why? So, all right. I think I'm also, I like a little chase. I like a little challenge. I like to feel like I'm going to change him or something. I'm going to get him in here. I'm going to get this nigga who think he future in my house, like Melvin from Baby Boy, in here naked in a apron, making me eggs and bacon, singing love songs and shit. That's what I want. That's what I want to do. But then as soon as I get him like that, then I'll be like, ah, it's time for you to go.
But
the game is over. Sending you back to the streets, baby.
Yeah, but you can at least keep them till Valentine's Day, so you can have, you can get your pictures for Christmas. You can get you a nice Valentine's Day present, and then you can start an argument. You can start an argument come May 1. And like, it really,
March,
right? So what did it say cuffing season ends at? What's it? When does it end?
It just said that cuffing. Hold on, let me go back. The preseason was November 1st through 30th. Cuffing season is December 1st through January 15th. And then the playoffs is the 16th through the 13th. And the championship game is Valentine's Day.
Oh, okay. So it goes through January 1st. We previously discussed, because, like, you know, your New Year's resolution usually be like, lose weight, all these different things. So how do you do that when you also maybe, if you're not married, that's what I'm saying. So if you're dating, how do you reach your New Year goals while in a relationship? Or maybe your goal may be to get somebody for the New Year. I don't know what it is, but you can't focus on you and somebody else.
Right. You always want to be better at the New Year, and then you be looking at that nigga that you picked during cuffing season like, I can do better than this.
You picked the AV nigga. That's probably what happened. The availability, right, nigga.
That's what you telling me to do.
Right. Pick the one who wants you.
Then you just be staring at him like, what can I say to this man to get him the fuck out of my house right now? And then he'd be like, why are you looking at me like that? Nothing.
Shame. That's when you go, it's like, I'm that's joking. When you go through that this cell is, phone and find a reason.
This is so toxic.
I know
what we're saying. All of it.
Look, toxicity, y'all, be fun sometimes, all right? It'd be fun. It'd be real fun until shit get real. But if you're trying to get rid of, that's why I don't go into a nigga phone. I don't go into somebody's phone until I really, really, really want them out the fuck out my fucking life. Because you know you're going to always find some shit in that cell phone. So look, February.
I don't never go through a nigga
February
phone
15th.
No,
y'all need to be trying to figure out how to hack that Instagram, how to get in that cell phone so you can come out on top of the argument you gonna cause to get the fuck away from that nigga for the summer.
Here's good bad advice by AJ and Tambam.
Like, because please believe he's been keeping in contact with that bitch who didn't want him for cuffing season.
Right. All of this is jokes, y'all. We don't really, like, I really don't feel this way. I do want a serious boo that I could have throughout the year. Not just cuffing season, but it's just more fun to joke about it. You know? If you can't joke about it, what the fuck can you do?
Right. So I don't know. Am I joking? I'm not fucking joking. I'm sick of these niggas, girl. I'm so sick of them, and I just want to fall in love with myself. I swear to God.
That's beautiful. Cuff your, that's all right. That's our good advice. Cuff yourself this cuffing season, if nobody else. If you aren't living in love with yourself the way you know you should be, then just love yourself this cuffing season. Cuff yourself and do the things that make you feel good and make you look good and make you be your best self.
Yeah, because even though your serotonin may drop during the winter months, there's a lot of things that you could do to keep it high, like working out, meditating, just centering yourself, focusing on yourself in a positive way. You could do those things. It don't got to be some dick.
Right. Go to a therapist and work on healing from any trauma that exists within your life. All those good things that's a healthy cuffing season if you're not cuffing a nigga or a bitch. See, look how we turned that toxic shit around and made it beautiful.
Cuff yourself, ladies, men, whoever.
Yeah.
Grannies, aunties.
Right. Everybody.
And look, when y'all get to Thanksgiving dinner and Christmas dinner and people ask y'all, well, when you get married and when you tell them mind they fucking business because you don't want to be a single parent like they are. Get out my business. Thank you, granny. Don't cuss your grandma out. But yeah, like aunties, they can get it.
Yeah. I think my family has given up on that culture. They don't even ask me no more. They used to. When you gonna have some babies? When you get married? Now at Thanksgiving, they be like, you got any weed?
Yo, you the weed lady for the holidays?
Damn, grandma, wait.
I don't even bring this shit for all y'all. Oh, that's one good thing I did get from Oregon.
Let me call somebody.
Because you know, Oregon, everything is legal. They've decriminalized most of the drugs now. So, bitch, all you smell is marijuana from top to bottom. So, hey, y'all, we're going to do a random sex fact right quick. But before we get into it, let's take a break to pay these bills, honey. To jump into our random sex fact, I actually want to read the article I was talking about, Tam, for cuffing seasons. So the article says, cuffing season first makes its mark in October with cute fall dates, like an Instagram-worthy orchid picking season. The six-month romance usually ends around March, so new singles can flirt freely over the summer. This allows for people to be cuffed during the coziest time of the year, but single during the hotter months, so they can participate in hot girl/boy summer. Cuffing season is based on the idea that people, similar to bears, like to mate or get together once the temperatures drop. Data from Facebook showcased that people tend to change their relationship status to taken October through April and single for the remaining months. The data is separated into three categories based on age, but the facts are the same across the board. Cuffing season also involves natural biological urges. Studies have shown that serotonin, like I was saying, a chemical released by your brain to make you happier, levels drop in the colder winter months and tend to rise again in the summer and spring. Many people may be looking for something or someone to add joy to their life. On an even deeper biological level, cuffing may go back to the caveman days. According to Charles Darwin's classic Survival of the Fittest theory, only the best survive. That being said, a cold winter could kill someone. So couples in the caveman era that got together and had offspring had better chances of surviving and keeping their gene pool alive. People that didn't mate during the winter had a higher chance of dying. A season now dedicated to cute dates may stem from literally just wanting to survive. So look, if y'all trying to survive the winter, you need some body. Like, you're going to need somebody else.
And that is the tale of how Scorpios were made. Fucking Scorpios.
Like, let me tell y'all, I love Scorpios, but I hate them. Like, Scorpios gonna fuck the shit out of you. You can count on that. And they be like real life demons. And they'll spend a whole winter making babies. But them niggas is demons.
That's all you're good for, Scorpios, is a good lay. That's it.
Stop talking about them people like that.
I'm just joking.
The men, nice anyway. People, so. I like women Scorpios. They be nice people. They kind of be cutthroat, though. But the men, woohoo.
I know.
They are some.
Have you telling your mama and your family, you don't know him like me.
Demon dick.
Y'all don't know him. Leave him alone.
You hiding your relationship with a Scorpio? How many of y'all hid the relationship y'all got with a Scorpio? Because you done told your friends you ain't fucking with him no more.
Right, and but you still fucking with him.
Like, them Scorpios will possess your ass. For real.
Yeah, so.
Yeah, and they don't say much. They only tell you what the fuck they want you to know. And they just gonna be fucking the shit out you. You can count on that. So.
If nothing else.
So what y'all doing? Y'all cuffing or nothing for the season?
Cuff yourself. If you don't cuff nobody else, definitely cuff yourself. That's the moral of the story.
Right. So we don't have a dumb bitch story for the day. Look, we gonna have some dumb bitch stories for the winter. Or maybe before winter, because that dude you thought was gonna be your winter bae, he gonna start acting up. He gonna start acting up. He gonna start spending time with whoever he's planning on cuffing for the winter.
Me.
Sorry. You gonna feel that shift. look, so if you guys enjoyed this episode, please tune in every Thursday on the iHeartRadio app or wherever the fuck you get your podcast at. This is one of your We Talk Back WTV co-hosts, AJ. Follow us on Instagram.
Just say my name too, bitch.
Oh, and Tam Bam. Look, follow us on Instagram at We Talk Back Podcast. On Instagram, I'm AJ Holiday 2.0. And it's the big Tam Bam at Tam Bam on Instagram. Hold on. It's Tam Bam.
Yeah.
All right, y'all.
That worked.
Look,
we love you.
We love you. Thank you guys for coming out. God bless you. Good night.
God bless you. Good night.